Spring wildflowers are in bloom across the tri-state, providing some much-needed beauty and tranquility. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. I spoke with Stephanie Morris, a naturalist at Farbach Werner Nature Preserve, part of Great Parks of Hamilton County, about what you can expect to find if you head out into nature.
What wildflowers are in bloom right now?
So right now there's a lot of wildflowers blooming out there. It's a great time. Most of the places I've been have just been full. We've got large flowered bellwort up. The Virginia waterleaf are in bloom. The toadshade, prairium, drooping, and large flowered trillium are all blooming. So all of those are up and beautiful, getting to their peak. There is wild ginger and mayapple just starting to bloom if you peek under the leaves. And several of our trails are having dwarf larkspur blooming now as well.
And what might people be seeing in the next sort of 2 weeks? What should we be on the lookout for?
So some of those flowers that I just mentioned are going to be hanging on. The ginger and the mayapple, they're going to really come into their peak. So if you look under their leaves, those are kind of hidden flowers. They're kind of fun to search for. The wild blue phlox and the wild geranium are just kind of starting. The Solomon seal and the false Solomon seal, I saw buds on both of those plants as well. So there's still a lot left to come.
What makes for good wildflower habitat? Where should people be looking?
So if you're looking for the spring ephemerals, those plants that are here just a very short time that we can see, you're going to want to go to a woodland with nice, rich soil. Sometimes if you can find a place with varied habitat, some place that has maybe some wetter areas and some drier areas, some hillsides that face the sun while some face away, you'll be able to really see different plants in bloom all on your same trip. You also want to go out on a nice day. Some of these flowers are going to close up when it's overcast, so you're going to walk right by them without even seeing them.
And what are some hard-to-find wildflowers, you know, for the serious flowerer? Is that a word? What are some of the hard-to-find wildflowers that people should be on the lookout for? I know I'm always hunting for Jack in the Pulpit.
Yeah. So Jack in the Pulpit is actually fairly common, but it's hard to find because it's green and it's nondescript. It's actually blooming right now, and it should be up for a couple more weeks. Another one of the harder to find wildflowers that we have in our parks is putty root.
And what does that look like?
Yeah, so the putty root's really cool because right now all that you're going to see is a single deeply veined leaf poking out above the soil. Come May, you're going to see a spike of flowers. It's in the orchid family, so it's kind of reminiscent of an orchid, but it's not as showy as something that you're going to find in the flower stores.
Okay. And I just think that some wildflowers have amazing names. So what are maybe some fun ones to sort of look out for that might have a silly name?
Yeah, so some of the names are kind of fun. So there's Dutchman's Breeches. It gets its name because it looks like pants hanging on the drying line after being washed. Squirrel corn is another one of those early bloomers. That's probably already passed, but it blooms along with Dutchman's Breeches often in the same places. I think maybe as opposed to the man's breeches, it looks a little bit more like a woman's bloomers, but it gets its name from the squirrels. They'll dig up the underground roots and they'll kind of feed on that as if it were corn. Another one of my favorites is bloodroot, and bloodroot gets its name because it's got this really dark, rich red sap that runs through the root.
And of course, the native wildflower of Ohio, the great white trillium, you mentioned that earlier, and that's out right now too, right?
Yeah, the large flowered trillium is in bloom right now, along with its relatives. But we also have prairie trillium, which is another rarer plant. It's not very common in Ohio. So to have it here at our small little park is pretty amazing.
All right. Well, Stephanie Morris, nature interpreter at Farbach Werner, part of Great Parks of Hamilton County. Thank you so much for your time today. And remember, we should all be getting out but staying socially distanced, right?
Yes, absolutely. Stay safe while you're out there. Watch your step while you're out there and just enjoy the trails.